It's the Infectious Groove Podcast, part of the Odd Pods Media Network, recorded from Detroit, Michigan and Jacksonville, Florida. The Infectious Groove Podcast is your source for jammy jams, album reviews, and the best in-depth music discussion. Thanks for joining us. Now here are your hosts.
Hello and welcome. And it's not hosts this week, it's just host. My name is Russ. I'm going to be taking you through this special edition of the Infectious Groove Podcast. And those of you who are regular listeners to the show will know that Michelle is unnecessarily excited to have an extra week off. I will tell you, though, that although it is me delivering this episode on my own, Michelle and Kyle fully approve of everything that's going to be said in this episode and the information that we're going to be distributing. It was just far easier for the three of us to put this episode out under our normal banner without going into the usual banter and jokey style that we handle the show with. So this episode is very, very important to the three of us, and I'm going to detail why as I go on through the episode. If you are a regular listener of the show and you are anticipating our Jammy Jams or your feedback to be read from last week when we did our Songs of the Summer episode, just know that that's still coming. This episode's being released on a special day, which I'll get to in just a couple of minutes. So it was easier to set those things aside, and we will return to them when we come back next week. So the Monday following this episode, you will hear your feedback from our last episode about Songs of Summer, and you will hear our Jammy Jams that we have been listening to for the past couple of weeks. Now, if you're a regular listener of the show or you value our opinion at all, I would really appreciate it if you would take the time to listen to what I have to say about the topic of this episode, because it's very important to all three of us. Again, it was just easier for me to deliver this message because I don't feel that this is something that can be delivered in the normal fashion where we joke around and whatnot. One other thing I would like to mention is that this episode is going to be a very high-level information session regarding the misconceptions and extortion attempts and flat-out lies that are regularly circulated regarding Michael Jackson. And by high-level, what I mean is I'm going to state a lot of things that I think that the average music fan or the average pop culture enthusiast might not know regarding all of the things that have been said about Michael Jackson. And instead of this being a 3 or 4 hour information dump, I feel like these are things that we could just state on the show. And I will give you resources and places you can go to find more information if you'd like to. But that is how we wanted to handle this episode. Now, I will start out by pointing this out. Yes, I'm a fan of Michael Jackson's music, as are Michelle and Kyle. But in 1993, when the first charges were brought against Michael Jackson, I was the very first person to stop and say, oh no, like, what if there's something to this? You know, like, what if this guy could do these awful things? And if you're a longtime listener of the show, you know, over a year ago, I interviewed Taz Jackson, who is Michael Jackson's nephew, here on this show. And I told him that via Skype directly to his face. I told him that that was one of the first things that crossed my mind. So I'm not just a person who grew up and said, well, Billie Jean's a really good song, so there's no way that he could have done this. I was very, very concerned and upset. But having said that, we regularly mention on this show almost casually how, you know, we think that Michael Jackson is innocent. And this seemed like a great day to go ahead and release an episode explaining why we say that so casually and why we stand behind it, because we do regularly celebrate his life and music on the show. It's not every other episode or everything, but we mention him quite a bit, and we have done album reviews of his and so on. So this seems more like an informational piece that we wanted to put out as to the hows and whys. So getting around to why this episode is happening on this day, this episode is being released on June 13th, 2022. That happens to be the 17-year anniversary of when Michael Jackson was acquitted of all charges the second time he was accused of harming children. So this happens to be a pretty big day that a lot of Michael Jackson fans like to celebrate and try to correct a lot of what has been pushed for whatever reason through however many different agendas toward the misinformation out there about Michael. So as far as information goes, let's go all the way back to before even the time that Michael Jackson was acquitted. And we'll go all the way back to the first allegations. And like I said, I was one of the first people to say, whoa, you know, what is this? One of the things you always hear when people bring up the original allegations that were brought against Michael Jackson is, oh, well, if he's so innocent, then why did he pay that kid? Because the original case was settled out of court. But there's some interesting facts about that that a lot of people don't know. One of which is just my personal point of view. When that case was settled, the first thing that flew into my head was, you know, why would you take any sort of settlement if someone had touched your child? Like, I couldn't wrap my head around that. And that's actually what started me looking into, okay, there's got to be something going on here that we don't know. Like, the story we're being fed isn't maybe the exact right or true story. So, you know, that was the first thing that flew into my head was, there's no amount of money that would shut me up. So I don't understand, you know, how and why that became the narrative that, oh, well, he just paid to shut that kid up. So what people don't know is that it was Michael Jackson's lawyers who encouraged him to settle that civil case, because at the time, California law allowed for a civil case to precede a criminal trial. That's no longer the case, but that's how it was back then. The reason why that's an important point is because Michael's lawyers were right to encourage him to settle the civil trial. That way they wouldn't give away their whole defense, and there's no way it could get twisted around into a conviction in criminal court, even if he'd been found innocent in civil court. So here's the thing. A criminal case never happened after the civil suit was settled because the child in question refused to testify in criminal court. So here you have the family that brought the allegations forward. They get their money in civil court from the accusations against Michael Jackson, and then they never had the burden of proving these horrible things that they said, even though they had the ability to go to criminal court if they wanted. You can learn a lot more about the ins and outs of that whole situation if you do a simple Google search for a documentary called Square One. I would probably search Square One Michael Jackson, and it'll come up. And as I said, the points that I'm making in this episode are very high level. There's a lot more resources out there like Square One that you can go to find out more things in greater detail. But the reason why I wanted to bring that up is because that's the first argument you always hear is, oh, well, if he's so innocent, then why did he pay that kid off? And that's not even remotely what occurred. And so that's a point that most people don't even think about that needs to be addressed. And I wish more people were aware of. So the next time that Michael Jackson was accused of these terrible things was by the Arvizo family in 2003, and California law changed by this point, so a criminal trial had to precede a civil trial. So this time around, Michael Jackson was acquitted of all charges on June 13th, 2005, which again is why we're releasing this episode today. And it's very important that we remember the fact that the one time this guy was able to defend himself in court, he was acquitted of all the charges. And again, outside of the court records, there's all sorts of resources and simple Google searches you can do to find out more on that case. I'm not here to drag anybody in particular through the mud. I'm just here to point out that the one time that this guy had the chance to go and defend himself in a criminal court, he was acquitted of all charges. So if you've been listening so far, if you're a regular listener of the show, you've probably noticed this is quite a bit different a type of episode than what we usually do. I was trying to give everybody a good fair warning of that at the beginning. Wherever you stand on this issue, I hope that maybe you've learned a little something so far. I am going to take a quick break because we have to pay some bills and whatnot. If you're a newer listener to the show, just know you can fast forward through the barrage of commercials that are going to come your way. And when I come back, I'm going to cover even more information regarding what goes on and what gets said regarding this person who, everything I can tell, didn't do these things that he's been accused of. So you definitely want to come back and hear. There's even more. If you think that you've heard something so far that surprised you, trust me, I have a lot more lined up for you. I'm going to go ahead and take a quick break, and I'll be back with you in just a minute. You are listening to the Infectious Groove Podcast on the iPods Media Network.
Hey, you there. We've got a question for you. Are you tired of clickbait stories and the loudest voices driving discussions and culture and entertainment?
If so, I'm Dylan.
I'm Kendall.
And I'm Corey.
And we host the podcast From the Middle. We're middle-class guys living in the middle of America, in the middle chapters of our lives with points of view somewhere in the middle.
We take a more reasonable and centrist approach in our discussions covering genres like comedy, culture,
entertainment, and interviews with really interesting folks like business owners, comic creators, doctors, news anchors, New York Times best-selling illustrators, professional stand-up comics, and more. We really value a relaxed and conversational podcast, one that we hope is so fun and laid back, you'll forget you're not actually hanging out with us.
So search at From the Mid Pod, just like it sounds, or check us out everywhere you can find podcasts.
It's Dalton.
And Sam.
We want to tell you about our podcast called Big Ten Plus Four.
Are you a college football fan who doesn't want to always be talking about the SEC?
Are you a college basketball fan who's tired of hearing how the Big Ten doesn't win in the big dance?
Then we're the show for you. Check us out each week on the Odd Pods Media Network. We bring you college sports with a Big Ten flavor.
Big Ten Plus Four. College sports with Midwest perspective. Blue collar and blue blood.
Welcome back. It is Russ for a special solo Michael Jackson edition of the Infectious Groove Podcast. As I talked about in the beginning of the episode, we don't have the Jammy Jams, we don't have our feedback, and we don't have a regular discussion for you this week, but we certainly will next week. Now, if you heard the first half of the program and you heard some things that maybe you hadn't heard before, I've got some more things to share with you, and I really am going to cover some more things you may not know, but I'm also going to cover why this is happening anyways, why it is that we feel so passionate, and why we're putting out an episode like this. So one thing that I think is important for people to know is that for someone like me back in 1993, when I looked at just the first allegations were brought, the first thing I thought is, oh, this guy's got so much money. You know, he's got so many ways he could protect himself from his inner circle, finding out what's going on, or whomever. But it's important to note that during the course of his life, Michael Jackson was investigated over the span of 12 years by several intelligence agencies, including the FBI and Child Protective Services, and they never found any wrongdoing. So this isn't any sort of agency that could be paid off or has any, you know, he could have contacts in their inner circle. These were independent and private investigations that were done over the course of over a decade of 12 years from two different agencies, whom I applaud for looking into him so deeply anyways, because, you know, if children were being harmed, then that is something that needs to be pointed out and uncovered. It's also worth pointing out that the district attorney that was involved even traveled to other countries looking for people to say they were victims, and he was never able to find anybody who said that they were a victim. Even after his very premature death in 2009, Michael Jackson has still been hounded by people looking for financial gain of wealth by accusing him of horrible things that he didn't do. Back in January of 2019, HBO released what they refer to as a documentary where two men claim that Michael Jackson did these horrific things to them. The list of falsehoods in that quote-unquote documentary is staggering. It goes so far just beyond questioning the monetary motives of the two men in the film. And again, there are great resources out there. So you know, if anybody's listening to this and says, well, you know, he's just a Michael Jackson fan, he's just stating all this stuff and hoping it'll take. If you just go to YouTube and you search for a video called Lies of Leaving Neverland, you will be shocked by everything that's wrong with that so-called documentary. So let me get around to the question that, to be quite honest, maybe some of our regular listeners are probably asking is why? Why release this episode? Yes, I did cover earlier that June 13th is a special anniversary to many Michael Jackson fans and people who do believe in his innocence. But we have a couple of reasons why we're releasing this episode. And again, I can't stress enough that everything that I'm saying in this episode was passed by Kyle and Michelle. They are both firm believers in all of the information that I'm sharing with you as well now. But overall, we have more than a few reasons why we felt that this was important for us to address. One of which is we're all three passionate about anybody who we feel is falsely accused of anything, let alone something as heinous as harming a child. You know, people who do commit those crimes absolutely deserve whatever punishment is coming to them. But people who didn't, we don't believe shouldn't be accused of it and regularly, casually mentioned as such. a lot of times in my own personal life, because I do talk about this topic a lot with people, is I get people, and trust me, I understand these questions. I get people who say, well, why do you care so much? Like, why does it even matter to you if he's innocent or not? And my own personal answer for that is a couple of things. One, I would never support an artist that I thought could actually do such awful things. I've actually had people say to me, well, we'll never know, but, you know, Billie Jean's a great song. And I can't wrap my head around that, man. I just can't. And I'm sorry if that offends anyone. I just can't see myself saying, you know, oh, well, Beat It's a great song. I mean, he might have done awful things to children, but that's a great song. That's not something I can wrap my head around. And then the secondary to that is, seeing as it's not true and it's easily proven false, I can't stand by and let people just be like, oh, well, what if, you know, when it is so easily proven false. Here's what I tend to do when people ask me, why is it so important to me, or why do you care if he's innocent or not? I'll always turn around and ask people this question. What if it was you? Would you be okay with people saying these types of things about you that are untrue? Like, would you be okay with me just being like, oh, well, who knows? You know, like, oh, I guess we'll never know, when we do, in fact, know. I would like every person that's hearing this episode to think about that for a minute. What if these things were said about you and they weren't true? How would you feel if people made a joke out of it? How would you feel if someone was floating that theory out there and then I just dismissed it with, well, I guess we'll never know? To get back to actually talking about things I don't think the general public know, you know, it's another thing that's worth noting is that the parents of any children who have accused Michael Jackson of these awful things have never gone to the police first. Every single one of them met with a civil attorney first to discuss negotiations for monetary compensation. In my opinion, that fact alone should tell you something. Like I mentioned at the top of the episode, yes, I'm a fan of Michael Jackson, and I feel like you can't even say that you're a fan of Michael Jackson and think he's innocent without someone immediately saying to you, well, you're a fan. Of course you're going to say he's innocent. And that's why it's important to me to mention what I did earlier. There's no way I would be even remotely a fan of this cat if I thought he was even capable of doing the things that he's been regularly accused of. Michelle, Kyle, and I have worked very hard to build our platform on this podcast over several years. We've talked about every genre, artist, music festival, tour, concerts. I mean, nearly everything we can think of to do with music. And I feel like we have proven ourselves to be well-rounded, intelligent individuals who would never excuse the worst behavior that a person can be accused of just because we're quote unquote fans of an artist. And ultimately, the reason why this episode is being released is because Michael Jackson isn't here to defend himself anymore. This man endured these allegations twice while he was alive, and the one time that he did get to defend himself in criminal court, he was acquitted. That's in addition to all of the independent investigations that I mentioned, where, again, it was found that he had never harmed a child, and the things people don't know, again, about the original case being settled in civil court when it could have gone to criminal but never did because the child refused to testify. So there's so many misconceptions out there, and the guy's just not here to defend himself anymore. If you've taken the time to listen to this special episode, we greatly appreciate it. And that comes from Michelle, Kyle, and myself. If you take me on my word that I've done a lot of independent research on this topic, that's great. Thank you. However, if you're still on the fence or you want to know more, please, please take the time to look up any of the resources I listed on the topic. Again, you can find a documentary called Square One. I would search for Square One, Michael Jackson. You can search on YouTube for a video called Lies of Leaving Neverland. You can look into the 2003 trial that ended in 2005. Where, again, he was acquitted for any and all wrongdoing in that case. And there's more documentaries on the way, too. I really hope that these things start to gain steam and more people understand the truth of what happened in these situations. There's one I know on the way called Trial by Media is coming. Taj Jackson himself, in the time since we interviewed him on this program, has begun working on his own docuseries called Rewriting His Story. So be on the lookout for those as well, because I'm sure they'll paint an even clearer picture regarding the truth about Michael Jackson. So again, this was a special episode. This was special to us for several reasons, and hopefully those reasons are clear. If nothing else, I hope maybe even one person that listens to this learns something, or it does a little more digging before you say something along the lines of, oh, well, I guess we'll never know. Next week, when the program comes back, we will be back on track with our normal episodes. We'll have your feedback from our Songs of Summer episode. We'll have our Jammy Jams. And the next topic that we're going to discuss is going to be, we'll be circling around to our cover battle series. And for this one, we're going to have Nine Inch Nails versus Johnny Cash and the song Hurt. But that'll wrap things up for this particular special episode of the Infectious Groove Podcast. And like we always say about this time, without music, life would be a mistake. Bye.
The Infectious Groove Podcast is hosted by Russ Robinson, Kyle Wimple, and Michelle Casalecki. Produced and edited by Russ Robinson. Intro and outro music composed by Chris Kimmel. Recorded with a Rode Podcaster Pro and Rode Pod Mics.